Let us continue in the spirit of prayer. God, speak to us this day. Reveal your word to us. Open the scripture that we might know what you would have us know. May it be a word of comfort or a word of challenge. Meet us where we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21, which can be found on page 109 of your pew Bibles. Listen to the word of God. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. We've got spirit, yes we do. Two things about my sermon title. One, I know that it is cheesy and cliche, okay? I know it. And two, I'm sorry, but I couldn't help myself. We've got spirit, yes we do. We've got spirit, how about you? Or, I can't believe I'm gonna do this. We've got spirit, yes we do. We've got spirit, how about you? Many of you may know this. I'm so sorry, Michael. Many of you may know this, and many of you will be surprised to know that I was a cheerleader. I cheered for a little-known college called Davidson in North Carolina, and for, at the time, a little-known basketball player named Stephen Curry. Stephen and I entered Davidson at the same time, both in the class of 2010. We were more than acquaintances, but certainly not close friends. Stephen was and is, of course, very talented. His talent seems to be an endless supply. He can always dig down deeper and come up with something new, something unexpected, something big. For those of you who don't know, Stephen is an NBA basketball player, a very good one, to say the least. But more important than all of this, Stephen is kind, he is empathetic, and he is so very faithful. He considers himself to be first and foremost a beloved child of God and a follower of Jesus Christ. And after that, he is a husband, a father, and a son. NBA MVP and All-Star come somewhere after all of that. Cheering at all, and especially cheering for Stephen Curry, was a surprise and a thrill and a joy for which I am forever grateful. To stand on the sidelines, to stand alongside, to encourage and to support, to cheer and to share in both the joy and the sorrow, to bring all of the fans into the experience, into the fold, it was incredible. It was a gift. Today, though, I get to do something far more exciting. I get to be the cheerleader of these 9 beloved children of God. Ian, Will, George, Jessica, Anna and Emily, Tyler and Matthew, here's what you need to know on this, your confirmation Sunday. Your cranberry confirmation Sunday, Jess. This is what you need to know from me, one of your biggest cheerleaders. You have so many cheerleaders. You have me, and you have Pastor Lou and Pastor Suzanne. You have your parents and your grandparents and your aunts and your uncles and even your siblings. You have each other and your Sunday school teachers, and look behind you, you have this whole congregation. They are watching you, cheering for you, and believing in you. They stand alongside you, just like they have from the time that you were very young. And more importantly, you have God. That is the good news for us today. From John chapter 14, Jesus promises, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. You will not be alone. Even when you do not see me, I live, and I live in you." Jesus promises this in the middle of his farewell discourse, that is, his long goodbye to his closest friends. On the eve of all things horrible, when the disciples' hearts are troubled, when they are confused and lost and unsure that they can, and they can feel the sadness settling in that moment, Jesus promises, "The advocate will come and will be with you." The advocate, that is the one who advocates for you. In Greek, the word is the paraclete, and it means something like the one who speaks truth, the one who comforts you, the one who stands beside you and is always with you, also known as the Holy Spirit. 3 things you need to know about what Jesus is telling his disciples, and by extension, all of us. 1, Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate." As in, Jesus is already and always our advocate. We can understand everything that Jesus did in his life, ministry, death, and resurrection as an act of advocacy. A radical act of standing by our side, coming to our aid, speaking up for us, cheering us on. And everything the Holy Spirit will do, Jesus has already done in his life. Jesus walked alongside, Jesus advocated, Jesus comforted, mediated. Jesus was a companion and a healer. 2, Jesus goes on, "The Father will give you another advocate to be with you forever." The Holy Spirit is the one who is now and forever will be inside of us, dwelling within us, living with us, always alongside of us. Our confirmation students, they already know this. Here is what each of them wrote about the Holy Spirit in their statements of faith. "The Holy Spirit guides us in our choices and sustains us with the presence of God. I believe the Holy Spirit will guide me. I believe that the Holy Spirit teaches respect and courtesy. I believe in the Holy Spirit, always in my presence. I believe that the Holy Spirit will always be in my heart and my mind to help me through all the decisions I make. I trust that the Holy Spirit is always here and always watching over me. I also believe that the Spirit takes part in influencing my actions and making me want to be kind. The Holy Spirit also plays a role in my life by being within me, by working amongst people to help them work together. I trust that the Holy Spirit is going to guide me if I believe in it. The Holy Spirit is a presence that tells us right from wrong inside of our heads. It will guide anyone that chooses the same path as myself and will help people make the correct decisions. And finally, the Holy Spirit is like a middleman between God and ourselves. The Holy Spirit surrounds everyone and everything, blessing them with what God wills them to feel. Confirmands, you already get it. The Holy Spirit surrounds everyone and everything. The Holy Spirit guides and sustains. The Holy Spirit teaches and directs. The Holy Spirit is an ever-present presence in your heart, watching over, walking alongside, cheering you on. And here's the third thing that Jesus says, and this is the challenge. Jesus tells us, those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. That is to say, as Jesus loves us, so too we ought to love Jesus. And how do we show our love for Jesus? By loving like Jesus loves. By loving like the Spirit loves. By being an advocate, a teacher, a comforter, a helper, and a sustainer. As one preacher, Caroline Lewis, puts it, the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives affects how we are present in the lives of others. Like Jesus walked alongside, like the Holy Spirit walks alongside, so too we are called to walk alongside. We are called to advocate, to teach, to comfort, to help, and to sustain. We are called to speak truth and come to the aid of those in need. When someone is down, we cheer them on. When someone lacks confidence, we encourage and support. When someone is joyful, we celebrate with them. When someone is sad, we sit in their sorrow. When someone is excluded, we bring them into the fold. When someone is in need, we help. When someone is drifting away, we call them back in. When someone is falling apart, we help keep them whole. When someone doesn't get it, we reteach it until they do. When someone sees it differently, we listen until we understand. When someone is losing their sense of identity, we point it out to them. When someone forgets that they are a beloved child of God, we speak God's love over them. And when someone is orphaned, left alone without anyone to claim them, we claim them. And we raise them up in God's love. It may seem simple, but it is indeed radical. Because to belong to the God who walks alongside, to follow the God who walks alongside, means that we must also be the people who walk alongside others and who let others walk alongside us. To belong to the God who cheers us on, to follow the God who cheers us on, means that we too must cheer others on and also be cheered on. It is indeed radical, lest you forget. This is Jesus' farewell discourse. Jesus makes these promises, knowing full well the darkness that tomorrow brings. The world did not take kindly to such radical cheerleading, to such wholehearted living. It will not be easy, and the world will not always want to receive such a gift. But friends, we will not be alone. We do not stand alone. The Holy Spirit stands with us always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In the name of God the Creator, God the Liberator, and God the Sustainer. Amen.